our Power Pearlers. I want to welcome you to a brand new episode. Can you believe that it is December? I can't believe it. I am blown away. It's amazing. So if this is the first time that you are here listening to the podcast, my name is Karagot Warner, and I am a passionate knitter, and I love time management. So that is my jam for the month of December. I'm also the editor of The Knitter's Planner, and I'm a time management and creative transformation coach, helping women to connect the dots from their passion for creativity, planning, and organization so they can go from hot mess to planning diva. Welcome to my podcast. So I'm excited because we are officially in high gear for The Knitter's Planner. So from here on out until the end of the year, I'll be talking about all things planning, organizing, and how we can create more time for what we love most. And that is time to create and knit, of course. And if you haven't heard of The Knitter's Planner, it's a planner especially for knitters, designed by knitters. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that again in this episode. So today on this episode, I'm going to be kicking off a series that I'm calling Tame Your Time. So really today's the kind of the kickoff, and it's going to be a nice introduction of six tips. So these are six tips that will help you stay sane through the holidays. So before I dive into these six tips, I wanted to share just a quick little bit about The Knitter's Planner. So just in case you haven't heard about it and how it all started. So I teamed up with Stephanie Palmer, who is the publisher of The Knitter's Planner and also The Quilter's Planner. And she asked me to collaborate on this exciting venture about a year ago. And it's truly amazing to see that we're here now with these planners in our hands. They're absolutely gorgeous. And so there are some really special things about these planners that you can customize them. There's no other planner for knitters out there like this, because you can start on either a Sunday or a Monday start date. And you can also customize your weekly layouts. So you can have a vertical layout with time, with hours. You can have a horizontal layout with just white space. And you can also have a dot pages if you love the idea of bullet journaling, and or you can also have graph paper if you just want to doodle, take notes, map out new stitch patterns, whatever you want to do. So that's super exciting, because really, truly, there is no other planner out there like that for knitters. So these custom options are available to you if you go to karagotwarner.com/knitters-planner. And that would be awesome if you would check it out. All right, so let's dive in, you guys. Are you ready for these six tips to stay sane through the holidays? Okay, so let's dive right into these six tips. Okay, tip number one is to write it all down. All the things you'd like to accomplish, and then whittle that list down, and you just keep asking yourself, is this necessary? Is this necessary? Do I need to do this? You know, or what else? What else? Actually, deleting and asking yourself if I need to do this is coming later. But at first, you just want to write it all down. And I highly suggest you write with a pen on paper, not on your computer. Really important to just write it down and just to see what comes up. So just don't edit yourself. Just get it all down on paper. Tip number two, and this really is so important. In fact, I think this should have been the first one. It is actually the first thing that you do after you do this kind of this brain dump, if you will, of writing it all down. You then go ahead and you schedule your unstructured time. So the holidays are stressful enough, so it's imperative to put time on the calendar for rest and relaxation. Doing that first. Why is it so important? Because, you know, if you can't find that time in your calendar to rest, to truly intentionally rest, it's going to be hard for you to come back to your planner with a fresh mindset. You have to really counterbalance your work time with, you know, and whatever kind of planning time that you have with time for rest. And especially right now during the holidays, because the holidays are stressful enough, aren't they? So putting that time is huge. And I know the tendency is to map out all of that space because, you know, we bought a planner. We bought a planner and they're not cheap. But really, it's also about allowing that white space to be present and calendaring that first before anything else. So your downtime and your personal appointments, those go on the calendar first, okay? After you've written everything down, all the things. Tip number three is to constrain and focus. And what does that mean? It means you focus down to the essentials. So when you scale down, you're actually turning up your productivity, okay? And then you do what you say you're going to do, right? Turn off those notifications. Stop chasing those shiny objects. Commit and going all in. And by the way, B minus is okay. Because here's the thing about perfectionism. It is failure in disguise. Or not failure. Fear. Because failure can be really good, especially if you're using it as a tool to succeed. Perfectionism is fear, you guys. It's fear in disguise. So be okay with B minus work. I'm not saying always strive for the B minus, but be okay with the B minus so that you can ship things, so you can get things done. Okay, tip number four is just say no. Get on the no train. When you say no, you are saying yes to something else. So remember that. Remember why. Remember your why. Remember your one important thing, that overarching thing. Remember, when every time you say yes, you're saying no to that one thing, unless, you know, what you say yes to has to do with that. But most of the time it doesn't. So hold space for yourself and get done what matters most and be very, very discriminate. Just be, you know, be critical about this and say no. Say no more often. So practice saying no. Okay. Tip number five is to delete or delegate. Not all things hold the same importance, and we can run into the same trap thinking that everything is our priority when there's always something that can wait. Don't give yourself too much time on this one. Make a decision and then move on it. And then the final tip, number six, is to make it personal. It's likely that you'll enjoy opening up your planner even more when you make it personal and pretty. Invest in a rainbow of gel pens, highlighters, sticky notes, and page flags. And by the way, you're going to see more examples of this in my Facebook Lives on my Facebook page and also on the Knitter's Planner page and all over social. And I'm going to be showing you how you can get the most out of your planner and really utilizing all the colors of the rainbow. But the bottom line is just have fun. You want to have fun. Following these steps will help you to focus on what is essential and how to get real with your time and to use your planner the most effectively. And so here's a bonus tip, you guys. Remember that overwhelm is always a choice. It is optional. Planning ahead is a form of self-care on many levels, creating the capacity to trust yourself and know that you have what it takes. So don't allow your goals to only remain wishes. Plan ahead, because then you will delete overwhelm and confusion. So open up your planner, plan your work, and then work your plan. And by the way, starting today and through the month of December, I am offering something very special for you guys. When you sign up at caragottwarner.com/getting it done, you get 10% off your planner. And actually, in fact, if you order your planner And you get accessories. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of accessories to pick from. You get 10% off your entire order for a limited time only. So you don't want to miss out. But in addition to that, if you go to this special link I just gave you, you get 10% off. You get a series of planning printables from me for free that you can use immediately. You'll get those immediately in your inbox. And you will also get my Getting It Done guide. The Getting It Done guide is 8 steps, similar to these tips that I shared with you today. But if you follow these 8 steps, you're definitely going to plan like a boss. And you're definitely going to go from that hot mess I talked about earlier to a planning diva for sure. And you get the printables, and you learn how to create a actionable to-do list. Okay, so that's different than just a regular old to-do list, because we can have so many lists, right? And they never get done. An actionable to-do list is something you're going to learn about in this guide, and it is the secret to the universe. I promise you. So, by the way, when you order your planner, you don't need to wait to use it. You can dive in right away, because sometimes we get a planner and we think, oh, I have to wait till January 1st. Absolutely not. You can dive in right away, map out your annual goals to create your 2020 action plan. You can also plan your projects, and you can test drive the patterns that are in the Knitter's Planner. There's no need to wait until January 1st. So start off on the right foot. You can set yourself up for success now. So go ahead and check it all out by going to karagottwarner.com/getting-it-done. All right, you guys. I will see you.